This is Ozarks at Large. Last month, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure saw thousands of people walking or running across Northwest Arkansas to raise awareness and money for breast cancer. Another organization that is dedicated to helping people diagnosed with the disease has had a presence in this area for the past 5 years. The Breast Cancer Society has helped about 200 patients through support and non-medical in-home care. And last Friday, they opened their Hope Supply Center to the public with a ribbon cutting and open house. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas visited the center last week for a private tour, and she has this report.
Elizabeth Clough knows firsthand the struggles of being diagnosed with, going through treatment for, and dealing with the aftermath of breast cancer. Clough is a 5-year survivor, but she is also a patient services representative with the Breast Cancer Society. The national organization has a presence in each of the 50 states and is headquartered in Mesa, Arizona. And that is also where the first Hope Supply Center is located, the second in Pennsylvania, and last Friday, the third opened in Bentonville.
So we're able to actually have patients come to our office and utilize the Hope Supply Program, which is commodities for their home and for themselves and their families as they're going through treatment. We provide different things such as pillows, blankets, sheets, ACE bandages, things that you don't realize you need as you're going through treatment, that you're running to the store for, and you're draining your bank account because you have so many other out-of-pocket expenses that relate to medical.
It may sound trivial, like just because a woman has cancer, she all of a sudden can't afford the necessities of daily life. But even with insurance, Clough says there are many out-of-pocket expenses one might not think about.
There's co-pays and out-of-pocket pays, and for me, being a survivor and going through radiation, never would I have thought that every day I went through radiation 5 days a week, 7 weeks out of the treatment phase, there was a $40 copay every day. So if you're going to a drugstore to pick up the bandages that you need because you might have had a mastectomy, you could spend $40 in one day just on antibiotic ointments and bandages. And we're trying to help supplement that, and we're trying to help ease that burden during that time.
The Breast Cancer Society's Hope Supply Center is open to anyone who has or has had breast cancer. And the region they serve spreads wider than just Northwest Arkansas. The Society already has patients in Missouri and Oklahoma. The name Hope Supply means something. Without hope, Clough says it's really hard to keep going. That name was chosen so all women know there's a place to turn for hope.
It was originated because we want women to come in here and know that there will be an end in sight. You can come in here and have that hope because there's other people with the same experiences as you. And walk out feeling like I was given items that are going to help me for the month, gives me hope to be able to do what I need to do on my financial end with any other aspects of the life. And that word hope is powerful.
I spoke with her first in the lobby of the Hope Supply Center just off Walton Boulevard in Springdale. A couch and TV greet visitors as they step through the front door into what resembles a living room. Clough says the intent was to provide that homey feel so that patients don't sense they're going into yet another doctor's office. As visits are appointment-based so that nobody is waiting and provides a private one-on-one shopping experience. The first room to the right of the living room is a kids' room, complete with toys and books. Hope Supply partners with various national retailers to receive in-kind donations or low, low prices. A mother might find items from the Disney store here in the kids' room, which Clough says helps greatly, especially during holiday seasons. The walls in the hallway bear empty picture frames, just waiting to be filled with images of visiting clients. The one-on-one attention is especially comforting in the next room, the bras and prosthetics room, which looks like a bedroom, minus the bed, but complete with chest of drawers and a dresser.
Maybe they haven't been told what a prosthetic is. I wasn't. I honestly went through treatment, but I was not even told how I could get a prosthetic. So I lived without one. And so I have a passion to be able to let women know that they can feel put back together during treatment.
A double or even single mastectomy can be a very difficult adjustment. A free prosthetic can get a woman back to normal as quickly as possible. A hot commodity at the Hope Supply Center is a sports bra with a compartment for the prosthetic, allowing women to get back into an active lifestyle as quickly as possible. Next is the makeup room. Shelves line the wall, stacked with colorful eyeshadows, lipsticks, and nail polishes. Clough says that the hair and color loss that chemotherapy causes can make a lot of women not feel like herself. It can help to mix up their look with new and fresh colors. She says that one of the things that is very important is false eyelashes, and there are plenty here. The center also has a Zen room for meditation and a kitchen for treats. Once a shopper has made her way through all of the rooms, she arrives in the boutique, where the real goods are. Taking a few steps down lead into a bright and open room with shelves, racks, and tables.
This is more of our boutique feel, where they can come in and get the things they need. We'd have, of course, Tara go through and we, you know, scan the items, keep track of what items are leaving the building, and then they're able to go through the office and just sign their paperwork and make an appointment for the next month.
Hope Supply partners with retailers such as West Elm, Bed Bath & Beyond, and many more. They also are able to purchase from name brand clothiers like Banana Republic at a special rate. The selection of items is vast, from clothes to diapers to toasters and clothes irons. Clough says it doesn't always have to be the same old thing. They already know they need bandages and alcohol and vitamins. Those things are also available here, but it's nice to be able to get the things that you need without walking into a big box retailer.
Our women in Arizona, and I'm just speaking because I see them every day, this is just a feeling of Christmas to them, because they might have a toaster that's not been working, and they're not going to be able to buy one, but what they're going to be able to do is come here and feel like, wow, I've gotten a few things that I know I needed to get, and now I can pay for the treatment or whatever I need to have next week with a doctor visit, and I've got a few things that I needed to have on my list checked off.
The journey through breast cancer doesn't end when the chemotherapy and radiation do. Many patients must go through additional treatments or surgeries and months of recovery, physically, financially, and emotionally. So the help the Breast Cancer Society provides doesn't stop when treatment does. As long as a woman is in need of support during and after breast cancer, they're welcome here. For information on the Breast Cancer Society's various programs, including the newly opened Hope Supply Center in Bentonville, call 479-268-6300. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.